Victor Echo 7, Romeo Lima Kilo. This is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike, also mobile. Sorry, I was just dealing with traffic. How are you today? I think it's Robert, right?
Yes, Romeo Kilo. Rob in Nanaimo, just driving home from the grocery store, thought I'd pop on.
All good stuff, just on my way home as well from Home Depot. Just had to replace a drill bit.
Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike, also mobile monitoring.
Morning, Johnny, or afternoon, I think, Johnny.
Home Depot, can't count the number of times I've been there in my life.
Hey, guys. Yeah, what a gorgeous day, eh, to be mobile, or at least outside.
Outside as good as being. I think I've been
on
the
little
in the last 3 months, Rob,
the
almost.
Transmission there.
Oops, I doubled.
Sorry, I came into the QSO and knocked everything out of whack. Damn, Uniform Julia Mike guy.
You and your dog both upsetting the rhythm all the time.
Because he's a 10-9 turkey.
Anyways, Rob, nice to chat with you. I'm just pulling up to the QTH here. You have yourself a great day over on the island and 73.
Yeah, same to you. It was Randy, I believe. 73. All good.
Yeah, it's Randy.
Yeah,
have a
real
good afternoon, Merlin and
Johnny.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. V7R.
Hello, Ocean Rain.
Not talking to you. Just butt yourself into conversations, you 10-9 turkey.
Hello. Okay, I'll go back to monitoring. But for your viewing pleasure, I've turned on APRS, and you can monitor my speed as I take my son to go pick up his Tesla.
Pick up a what?
He's got to pick up his Tesla. There was some sort of issue with the control arm or some steering issue that was wearing tires. It's a warranty thing. But, yeah, we got to go to the Tesla.
Seven, Tango Golf.
Good afternoon, James, V7WHL.
Afternoon, Will.
Yeah, I was hearing you earlier this morning. You said you're not feeling well. I'm sorry about that.
Takes a time to get over it. Pretty much there now. Except for the lack of sleep.
Yeah, that kind of stuff could really knock you down. And, you know, then it's, they say get lots of rest, but often you can't even sleep because of that.
Yeah, I've had about 6 cents yesterday, so too short of my regular, but that's okay, I'll get over it.
Oh yeah, you'll be pushing through and you'll be back on the road at Timmy's again getting ice caps.
Yep, in a very short time.
And bringing my TS2000 to Vancouver.
Oh yeah, you bet.
V7 Original Rainbow, good afternoon.
With a title like that, you're going to have to be all smiles, you know, and kind. Is that possible?
Either that or working at Seymour and Granville.
Oh, ha!
Unbelievable view of the mountains just going through Pitt Meadows right now. nice and white, snowy mountaintops and up there and not down here. Guess they can keep it up there too.
Well, I guess enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, I suppose. I think it's just, it doesn't bother me if it's down here. It's just, you have to slip and slide around and take a bit more time to get to where you're going if you need to go anywhere. Often when it's a snow event, I just stay all snuggled at home and don't even bother going out.
Yeah, I try to, but it just means 2 trips a day is down to 1 trip a day. Well, better run along. Just about to head out the door.
Yeah, 7-3, James. Take care. V7WHL. I'm listening.
Yeah, take care, Will. Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf Square.
Yeah, enjoy those mountain views. I know exactly the mountains you're looking at east of me. It looks beautiful. So does... So there's a grouse in that. Looks quite nice up there, 7-3. Have a great day.
Yeah, take care, Merlin. VE7WHL. I've got a bit more of a drive to do here, and then I'm home. 7-3.
It's beginning to look a lot like New Year's. Everywhere you go. Ice cap net on New Year's Eve? I don't know. I think on our Friday night net, we're going to have a lot of people with sore heads on January the 2nd. Ooh, that's right. New Year's Day. Isn't, oh yeah. Or isn't that Thursday? New Year's Day is Thursday. TGIF and Check-In and Chat is the 2nd. So maybe they'll recover by that time of night. Yeah, the day after New Year's Day. Oh, Tango Golf, if I was going to ask him if he wanted to hear the amateur radio newsline. He got interrupted last night while I was running it, but I think I heard him say he was going mobile. Mobilated. Man in motion. Expo 86, Lotto 649. I remember that commercial. Commercial, motion, motion, man in motion. Yeah, that was right around that period, 1987. Around the world in a wheelchair. Wheelchair mobile. It's too bad he didn't have amateur equipment with him. God, the HF bands are flatter than a doormat. Oh, really? What is going on with either the sun or the ionosphere or the sun's effect upon it? I noticed you guys were doing ground wave on HF earlier, if there was any success there. We were trying 7165, but he turned the clubhouse this way. I have no doubt that 1200 peak was banging at me. I could just barely hear him, so there you go.
Yes. Train. Contact.
Yeah, contact. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was experimenting with HF. It's actually my first test with the IC7300. And I was successful at 10 meters and 20 meters. 40 meters is just not going to work with HF vertical. I think it's just bouncing off too far. And definitely need a new different antenna for 40 meters and local.
It again, picked up the wrong mic. If you can string out 66 feet of wire and a 49-to-1 ballum, you'll get 10 all the way through 40 in that, cover all those bands for you. But you just need that length, that 66 feet, the magic number.
Roger that. I'm definitely going to be working on that antenna next. I think an N-fed like that will work perfect for the location I'm doing it. And that's in a lot behind my complex. Out of the trailer, it seems to work a lot better, less noise, and I'm picking up a lot more stations.
Yeah, if you can run it flat side, I think you'd be fine. That would work out fine. I run a sloper myself, so I get a little noise in this vertical noise, but I know my signal's getting out really, really fine. I have no problem there. It's just I'm in an apartment building with lots of electrical noises and that, so I have to rely sometimes on the SDR receivers via internet, but still check into the net as long as I can hear them.
What I notice is the noise significantly reduces when there's no trains around. If there's trains idling in the back, it's like you can actually hear those generators running.
Yeah, so you're going to have to develop a little bit of cheat code there. You know, it's you're going to have to use something that's an SDR receiver somewhere else to pick up. I mean, I'm sure if you got a proper aerial, your transmit's going to be fine. It's just unfortunate you got that noise ceiling, just like I do down here downtown.
Yeah, it was actually pretty quiet eventually once the train was gone. So it's just those periods of times, kind of gaps that I have to jump on there, and it works pretty well. But yeah, when the train is around, it's pretty bad. I'm gonna have to work on adding a choke at the feed line there, and maybe some ferrites near the transceiver, just to reduce as much noise as I can.
Well, unfortunately, the reality is that type of noise chokes are not gonna really help a lot. You know, line chokes and that are designed for sporadics and what have you. But if you've got, you know, huge generators with windings chirping around, it's going to be pretty impossible.
Yeah, that's true. There's only so much you can do. I mean, the IC7300 has a lot of nice built-in filters, and I tried that, and yeah, it does.